9:47, it's the morning meeting here on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Just a few minutes remaining in this segment of the programme. Simon Rose, Renee Hulsoff with you here. And continuing our visit with Joe Schrader. Joe, the first ever winner of the Heart of America Marathon. This is another one of the sort of semi-occasional series we're doing leading up to the Labor Day running of the 50th running of the Heart of America Marathon. And Joe is sharing with us some of his memories of the first couple of years that he ran the race. You were just saying, though, the funny thing about this is that Bill Clark, one of the reasons he ended up changing the course was not only is it easier to run a marathon that's not point to point, that finishes in the same place roughly that it starts, but also he thought as they improved WW that it was getting too easy.
That's right.
WW easy?
I know. So
it's too
difficult
easy to maneuver a car sometimes.
I know,
down
still.
WW.
And think about how many more improvements have been made. You know, and here we are in 2009.
Or not.
But, yeah.
It's not been straightened out very much.
Well, that's true, too. But did you ever get out and take a look? Have you ever marshaled the new course? Or the new course? The course that's been in existence, what, I think he changed it, what, after 3 or 4 years?
That's, yes. In fact, I served as the head timer for the race for about 9 years.
Oh, okay.
After it started being run in Boone County. Mm-hmm. And I probably have been out to 40 out of 50 of them in one capacity or another. In recent years, it's been as a spectator.
Now, when he changed the course, did you have any input on the course change, or was that all Bill's doing?
I didn't have any input on it. I don't know if anyone besides Bill did that or not, but it's a typical Bill type thing, I think.
It certainly is. And, as I said in the beginning of the program, it's consistently ranked as one of the toughest non-mountain marathons in the country. And I think a lot of our listeners, you know, on Labor Day, those people who I live out south of town, I know we have listeners, and in fact, the mayor of Pierpont listens to us. You know, that was always a landmark for me when I was running. It was getting to the store was one of the marks you would look for on the way home, thinking, you know, you tick off these places, are you going to make it? And getting to the store was one place that you'd look to get. As you look back now, Joe, you must be glad you did it. You told me, I think, on the phone, there was no trophy or anything like that, right? You just,
no.
You got a lift back to town. That was your prize.
A lift back to town and
pat on and the back.
We got,
here, have a drink.
A hamburger at Bill's backyard that evening.
And that was your prize.
What more do you want?
For winning the first Heart of America Marathon. As you look back at the history, too, of this marathon and the times, in fact, that you've been out timing the course, you must be very gratified that something that you were in on the very start of has made it to 50 years consecutively, because there are a number of other marathons, I think, in the country that went for a while and then stopped, went defunct or whatever, and then have come back. But this is one of the marathons, the oldest continuous running marathons, and you must feel very good about that, I would think.
Yes, I do. And I think that there are two people that you got to give a lot of credit for on that. Of course, one of them is Bill Clark, and the other is the person who served as the race director for many, many years, Joe Duncan.
Absolutely.
Yes, we've had Joe on the show.
Yes, we've had Joe on the show, absolutely. And I think that, Joe, you're absolutely right about that. Are you going to be at the 50th celebration then? Because they're doing a banquet, I know, the night before.
Yes, I plan to attend. Both the banquet and the race.
That'll be fun. I'll see you out there race day as well. And this year, by the way, for any of those of you who are training, or if you know a marathoner who may be interested in doing this, another interesting fact, Joe, and I don't know if you are aware of this, apparently over the years since you started this race by winning it, 47 of the 50 states have been represented by at least one Heart of America marathon finisher.
Which three are absent?
So the ones that are absent, they are looking this year for a runner from Alaska, North Dakota, or Vermont. Or all three would be great. And that would round off somebody running it from every single state, which is also kind of cool.
That's neat.
If we can find a runner from there. Joe, been great to visit with you, and I certainly appreciate your time. And it was really nice to meet you.
Well, thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Hey, great to have you on the program. That's Joe Schrader. Joe, the first winner of the Heart of America Marathon. And as you heard, his big prize that day was a hamburger. Bill didn't make you play for the hamburger, did he? He went ahead and cut
no,
it. Okay, that was good. Just checking.
Well, you just never
checking.
Know.
You just never know. Those were. See, I still think that this is what I would call a hardcore marathon. And that is, you don't. These days, Renee, I mean, there are for-profit companies. Like there's a whole series called the Rock and Roll Marathon, and they do them in all kinds of cities. And they have huge turnouts and bands on every block. But this one has always been what I would call some pretty hardcore runners for a hardcore course. A lot of times you're out there on your own. And of course, Joe knows all about that because there were only two of them finished that first year. But you may not see anybody else. This year may be a bit different because I think there'll probably be more people. But it's a different kind of event for the hardcore. But you've got to be a little bit crazy to want to run that far anyway.
Well, you know? Yes. You see the bumper stickers on people's cars where they'll have like a 13.1, which is a half marathon, or they'll have the 26.2. It took me a while to go, you know, to figure out what that meant.
Yeah. 13.1 is a little more sane. But there you have it. And Joe Schrader, great to have you on the program. Thanks, Joe. And coming up, we'll get to ABC News. We'll be back to wrap things up for this hour. After this, it's the morning meeting on KFRU.
The morning meeting on News Talk 1400, KFRU.